Transfer of Power. When David became old and frail, he was always cold. Covering him with blankets didn't help. Finally, they decided to provide him a nurse that would sleep with him. They found a beautiful virgin, and she was his constant nurse. She slept with him, but they didn't have sex. Adonijah was the fourth son of David. He was a younger brother of Absalom, and he was just as handsome as his brother. David never disciplined Adonijah or even correct him. Since David was old and bedridden, Adonijah said, "I'll be the next king." He hired 50 bodyguards to run before him as he rode through the streets in a chariot. He asked Joab to help him and also enlisted the help of the high priest. Others refused to help, including Nathan the prophet. Adonijah then hosted a banquet and invited those who supported him. He also invited his brothers, David's servants, and officials of Judah. But he didn't invite those who opposed him, and he didn't invite Solomon. Bathsheba was Solomon's mother. Nathan went and told her what was happening. He said, "The king doesn't know what Adonijah is doing. If we don't stop this, you and your son will die." He then told her exactly how they would tell the king. They started by her going to David's bedroom where his nurse was serving him. Bathsheba said, "My lord, you said Solomon would be king after you, but now Adonijah has made himself king without you knowing it. All of Israel is looking to you to tell them exactly who should be king. If you die without telling them, Solomon and I will be killed as criminals." At that exact moment, Nathan came in and said, "My lord, did you make Adonijah king? Today they're having a banquet with the officials of Israel. They're eating and drinking and saying, 'Long live the king.' Many of us weren't invited. I'm surprised you authorized this without letting me know." David said to Bathsheba, "As sure as the Lord lives, your son Solomon will be king after me. It will happen today." He then gave an assignment to certain priests, officials, and the prophet Nathan. "Have Solomon ride my personal mule to Gihon Springs. There anoint him king. Afterwards blow the ram's horn and shout, 'Long live King Solomon.' Then have him sit on my throne. Tell everyone he's the one I've selected to be king after me." The men followed David's instructions. As soon as Solomon was pronounced king, the people flowed into the streets, shouting, playing flutes, and celebrating. The people at Adonijah's banquet heard the noise and wondered what was happening. Men rushed in and told them, "King David has made Solomon king of Israel. Right now he's sitting on the royal throne." Everyone quickly left the banquet and went home. Adonijah was terrified at what Solomon would do to him. He went to the tabernacle and grabbed the horns of the altar. He sent a message to Solomon saying, "I'm your slave. Please promise me that you won't kill me." Solomon sent a message back, "I won't kill you if you act like a man of character, but if not, I'll have you killed." So Adonijah went and bowed down before Solomon and gave him honor as the new king.